Chapter 2. The Holiday House.
Why is it spring here?
Asked Harvey.
It's February.
No questions,
said Rictus.
That's the only rule here. Don't ask about the holiday house or the people in it.
The place had a strange influence on Harvey. He started to forget about the outside world, about school and his parents. The sun was warm and he was happy. Rictus took Harvey into the house. An old woman was in the kitchen. There was a wonderful smell of cooking and delicious food on the table. A teenage boy and girl sat at the table. The boy was about 14 and the girl was about 16. She had long red hair and a pretty smile.
Hi, I'm Lulu and this is Wendell,
she said.
Welcome to the holiday house.
I'll show you everything this afternoon,
said Wendell.
We'll go in the special car. It can fly.
Hello, dear. I'm Mrs. Griffin. Come and have lunch.
After lunch, Mrs. Griffin took Harvey to his room. There was a comfortable bed and a big TV.
This is your room,
said Mrs. Griffin.
Relax now. You can explore the house later. But don't go to the attic because Mr. Hood lives there. This is his house, but nobody sees him.
Why can't I go?
Harvey began to ask, but then he remembered the rule of the house. No questions. Harvey sat on the bed to watch TV, but soon he went to sleep. After an hour, Harvey woke up and went outside to find Wendell. There were leaves on the trees and it was very hot.
That's strange,
thought Harvey.
It's summer now. The seasons are changing very quickly.
Suddenly, Wendell appeared in a car in the sky.
Hi, Harvey. Look at me,
he shouted. He landed the car next to the house and Harvey got inside. The car went up to the sky again.
Wow, a flying car,
said Harvey.
It's incredible.